sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Steve Sanchez. 5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Monday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to thank my guest host on Friday, Pat Cassell, for sitting in behind the microphone and making things happen as I journeyed over to Arizona to find out exactly what the hell was going on in AZ. And there's a lot going on in Arizona as I spend the rest of the week here in Arizona before I get back to Vegas. As you know, I split my time between both deserts. We got to get down to business, friends. We got to find out what the hell's going on. Now we know that Nevada's pretty corrupt. I mean, the election process in Nevada's pretty corrupt. I think we know that. I think we all agree. I think we all can concur with that, and we're doing our best to try to fight that. We've got some court actions happening, and I'm going to explain exactly what's going on with the lawsuits and with this corruption and how the corrupt media is so desperate to close the books on this election. But Arizona to go blue is just unacceptable, and we smell some dirty fish, and I'm just going to be straight with you. So very connected in AZ as well, and we'll be bringing you what we need to bring you when that time is right. But I could tell you this, if you believe the mainstream media, a.k.a. the fake news, and the liberal talk show hosts, both on radio and TV, you would think Biden has won the election. But media doesn't decide elections, friends. We the people do. Let me say that again, just in case you've heard today. And you know what's great about my job here? Is that at the end of the day, I get to rewind all the horse crap that you hear on radio and on cable news networks, that this is all tied up. Biden is the president-elect, et cetera, et cetera. Not true. A lot of people don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand history. They don't understand how the political process works. They believe, because CNN and even Fox News has said that President Biden, President-elect Biden, he's the guy. All of a sudden, oh my God, the media said it. We got to believe it. No, that's not the case. So I'm going to help you today to get a better understanding of really what's going on, because here we are, fresh start of a week, Monday. Last week, Tuesday, blew our minds. We all kind of had to, you know, get our composure, get our ground troops ready to roll, get the legal teams ready to roll, and pursue what we all know is a fraud being perpetrated on the American public. And I say that confidently, and I'll challenge anybody. A lot of people like to talk tough and code on their Facebook posts, and they get like 4 likes. They like to tough talk. They like to talk tough, but they would never debate me, ever. Because I would eat their lunch for them. It's as simple as that. I'm too smart for so many people that think that they're talk radio show hosts. And the fact of the matter is, I think you've come to realize and understand that. That's why you listen to the show. We're the number one show in Vegas. Because we will treat you like adults. I will give you a truth. And I will say this, and I know you agree with this. If Joe Biden won fair and square with legal votes, even though we would be disappointed, even though we'd be angry, even though we'd be concerned, as Americans, we know the process and the system works, and we would have to say, you know what? We gave it our best shot. The American public has spoken. Let's move on. Wouldn't you agree, friends? That's typically the way adults behave when something's fair and it's done honestly, ethically, of course. But that's not the case here. The fraud, the evidence of fraud, the affidavits that have been signed regarding fraud is so astronomical that it begs the attention of the courts. It just does. See, and a lot of people think that because the mainstream media called the election or projected Joe Biden to be the 46th president of the United States, somehow you've been duped to believe that's the case, that that is legal precedent. And it's not. It's not. Let me make it clear. The president-elect is not official. It doesn't happen until electors get together and we get state certifications. That happens December 8th. Electors are selected. The Electoral College process ensues. And then on December 14th, the vote happens. Today is November 9th. Nowhere clear, nowhere close to December 8th, nowhere close to December 14th. So knowing that, and the mainstream media knows this as well, why does the corrupt media, why are they so desperate to close the books on this contested election? I'll tell you why. Because they hate Trump. Personally, they hate him. He has made them look like fools that they are. He's exposed their bias. He has exposed the deep state. He's exposed the players. And 76 million people in this country that didn't know any of that before this man ran for the office and won the presidency in 2016, we now know. And that's very dangerous for the left because they want to keep stupid. They want us to stay quiet. This is why they decided to announce on Saturday morning that Biden was president-elect. Didn't wait until these votes were certified, recounts were happening. They decided to push a narrative and announce on a Saturday morning when no one gives a crap that Biden is the president. And all weekend long, they kept trying to brainwash you that it's president-elect Biden. President-elect Biden. Guess what, friends? It is not president-elect Biden. Could it be president-elect Biden December 14th? Very possible. However, a court situation is ensuing. There are recounts happening. There are audits, full reviews. We're talking less than 100,000 votes that separate key swing states, friends. And the president has vowed to make sure that this process is reputable. The president has vowed that your vote is not going to be sequestered. The president has vowed that it's not only about his reelection, it's about future elections going forward for the Republican Party. Not like they deserve it, because most of the Republicans are nothing but frauds themselves. As I said last week, they are frauds themselves, because it's only been a handful of Republicans that have stood with this president through this process. And the thing that I know about you, and I certainly know about me, I will remember, and I may not vote for another Republican again. In fact, as it stands today, I've made a decision to not vote for another Republican again until they get their crap together. I'm a registered independent. And if that means I have to do a write-in candidate, if that means I have to vote the Libertarian, I will do that to send a strong message to the fraudster Republicans that continue to pretend that they support Donald Trump, that they support the Constitution, that they support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, our ability for freedom. I will never reward these hypocrites ever again until something changes. I don't know if you're with me, but I know I'm with myself, and all being by myself is all that I care about. I'll be a lone man in the wilderness. This is why I've told you for how long now. Do yourself a favor. Have a mass exodus from the Republican Party and go vote as go register as an independent. And you tell me, and for you Democrats that are equally as frustrated, do the same thing. Because the one thing that will change is when you hit them in the pocketbook and you scare the hell out of them and you primary them, that their asses are going to get voted out and they've been there too long, and you're going to put someone that is a We the People candidate, you scare the crap out of them. Just look around right now. Just look around. You know the ones that are supporting this president, and you know the ones that are not supporting this president. Fraud is going on in Georgia. Fraud is going on in Michigan. I mean, my God, The ex-Michigan Deputy Attorney General has alleged that Detroit counters assigned fraudulent ballots to non-voters. Do you know how many dead people voted? Now, I hear others saying, oh, it's not enough. It's not enough to really overturn this election. Maybe not. Maybe not. But let me ask you this, friends. Do you believe for a moment that Joe Biden got more votes than any U.S. president in the history of the country? Because that's what he's saying, and that's what the mainstream media is echoing, that Joe Biden got more votes than any candidate in history. We're talking more than Obama, more than Reagan, more than FDR. Are you kidding me? How many people are toking that crack pipe? Because I went to church on Sunday. I went to church. I was a special guest at a church. And I wanted to see exactly how this election would be addressed. And as I knew walking in, I was going to be disappointed walking out. Why? Because from the pulpit, it wasn't addressed aside from God's our source, love and mercy, brothers and sisters. Grace and mercy, brothers and sisters, instead of having hair on your chest and saying, this is a travesty that our elections have been hijacked. This is a travesty that Christians are trying to say that Joe Biden is a righteous, ethical man, and he is not. The man has no problem with abortion on demand, abortion at birth. This man is corrupt. The Biden family is corrupt. So here's what I'm going to share with you as we open up the phone lines. Already got almost full calls, and I haven't even given the number out yet. That's how we roll here with the Steve Sanchez Show. Smartest audience in Las Vegas. Smartest audience around the country. That's the stack. That's who you are. We're going to hear so many things that are going to try to trick you, to sway you, to program you to believe that Joe Biden is president-elect. But you know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to be here counteracting it every single day. I can promise you that. And now I will open up the phone lines. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. 702-257-5396. Here's my question. Do you agree that Joe Biden is the president-elect? Why or why not? Your calls on the other side. Don't go away.
For a nation on the brink, you're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez, Monday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. I'm going to go ahead and get right to our busy calls because all lines are full and I know people are trying to get through. And I know you're chomping at the bit to have your voice heard. And that's what we try to do here is allow you, either on the right, the left, the center, doesn't matter. We want you to have a voice and a platform here. So let's go ahead and get started. Matt, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. I got to pull you off the ledge here to say, do not go the independent, don't vote Republican route, because the D beside the Democrats, they don't split their vote. They vote in mass. It's a cult. I know your anger and I know your frustration. And Mitch McConnell is a dude who will put primaries up against his own people. I get it, man. But you look at Joe Jorgensen and what some of these clowns did in the Constitution Party to even put this thing in limbo. I got to say, no, man, please don't do it, Steve. Also, there's no way Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan. The only way the math of that would work out is if there are illegal aliens voting, and there are 30 million of them here. That's what I'm telling you, man.
No, I appreciate the call, Matt, and I do appreciate that. Thanks for the words of wisdom there. I'm angry. I think a lot of people are. You know what it is, Matt, and I do appreciate the call. Thank you. Is these Republicans, as much as Trump went out
to help them campaign as much as Trump went out, because Trump built this Republican Party back up. This Republican Party has been a big joke, but a lot of Republicans in the Republican Party really are welcoming a Joe Biden. They want that. They want business to go back as usual. They want the backroom deals. They want this globalist agenda. This is who they are. Obviously, it's who they are, because this is who they always were until Donald Trump showed up into the scene. That's just reality. All right, let's get right back. Mill, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, this is actually Neil. So anyway, hey, a couple of things, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand this with the problems with mail-in ballots. But number one, in the United States, 14% of people change addresses every year. Now, some of that might be in an area like Las Vegas where, hey, you're working over on one side of town, you're living in an apartment, and you get a job on the other side of town, and so you change apartments, things like that. But a lot of this is also, hey, people leaving places like Las Vegas and moving out of state. And so that's 14%, and that's every year. Then you get to how many people die in the United States every year. Okay, we got 330 million people in the United States. About 1% of people die every year. How often do they update the voter rolls?
Yeah,
they typically don't purge voter rolls unless it's been two federal elections, which the most recent election besides 2020 would have been the 2018 election and the 2016 election. So unless you didn't vote in either one of those elections, the voter rolls don't get purged. And that's even when things are going well.
Yeah.
And so just from that, and then remember back in the primary in May, mm-hmm. where the Review Journal ran these pictures of ballots on the ground in trash cans at these apartment complexes?
Yep, I do.
And so, oh, and then also, did you catch that news item from Texas where that social worker in that nursing home sent in ballots not being legally authorized for 67 people?
I'm telling you, yeah. And see, this is the things that bother me. Look at this for a moment. Even Detroit, okay, we've got two witnesses swearing, sworn affidavits that Wayne County elections encourage fraudulent activity with these absentee ballots. It's everywhere. We gave Al Gore, Neil, 37 days to have his legal challenges. And let's not forget, they were calling Al Gore president-elect as well. We gave him 37 days to get his stuff in order. And after that point, the Supreme Court got involved. And we're not giving Trump not even a week. I mean, my God, it's a few days and everybody's flipping out on this president. I appreciate the call, Neil. I got to move on. I'm up on break. But this is the problem, friends. Al Gore got 37 days to have legal challenges, to recounts. Now, some people are saying this is not the same thing. This just happened in Florida and predominantly one or two counties. No, it is the same thing. It's just on a grander level. Friends, come on. You're smart people. Think about this for a moment. We got a lot to talk about COVID, the vaccine, all the coincidental things happening all of a sudden, like concerts being okay to go to now. I mean, friends, they've been planning this for 4 years. COVID-19 gave them an opportunity to be able to push mail-in ballots. This is why they were on. I mean, they were so aggressive. This is why Nancy Pelosi held out. This is why Nancy Pelosi made sure that these laws were changed, these voting rules, mail-in ballots, before she allowed stimulus. Come on, friends. You know the machines, these Dominion machines out there misrepresenting votes. Friends, I mean, we're not going to give this president 37 days like we gave Al Gore? Come on now. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. edition of the show. I wanted to speak about Peak Health Group for a moment, my friends over there at Peak Health. Look, when you turn 50, and I'm 51 now, it's a milestone, friends. Men, you know this, it's a milestone. And it's also an introduction to sometimes medical challenges, such as diabetes, cardiovascular issues, ED, and testosterone issues. I mean, it just happens, guys. I mean, even younger men have these problems, stress, issues. It just happens. I discovered Peak Health Group because I wanted to get my testosterone checked, and I wanted to see what I needed to do to get my health back up to an optimal performance. And I just felt comfortable going somewhere where it's all men, men's only clinic, because they really know how to address issues that men face, especially challenges in the bedroom. Come on, guys. Look, no one wants a flat tire for the rest of their life in the bedroom. That's just a reality. And Peak Health Group can help you. No Viagra, no injections, no crazy, natural supplements that can make your heart palpitate. No, they have something that's FDA approved. It's called acoustic wave therapy. Non-invasive. Friends, look, I have spoken to so many men that have had this done. I am happy with the results of going to Peak Health Group and having them make sure that I have a multi-check inspection. Just like when you take a car and you get a multi-check inspection, make sure the air filter's in order, the oil filter, make sure the spark plugs are going. Peak Health Group can do that for you. Give them a call at 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334. Young men out there, this is for you as well. You may have lack of energy. You may not feel like you did in high school with sports or college, and you're feeling like, my gosh, you need to have your testosterone check. 702-625-4334. 4334, that's Peak Health Group, conveniently located off of Arby Avenue in Las Vegas. Give them a call and make sure you tell them your friend Steve Sanchez sent you. We've been talking about, well, what else? The election. Is there really a President Joe Biden elect? Or is the mainstream media trying to get you to think there is a President Joe Biden or President-elect Joe Biden? That's what the mainstream media is doing. And again, I have to let you know that the media doesn't declare who the president is. The electoral situation starting December 8th and then the votes December 14th do. Again, I want to take you back to the year 2000, 20 years ago. Election day, November 7th, the year is 2000. December 13th was day 37 that Al Gore conceded the presidential election to Governor George W. Bush at the time. And if you recall, 20 years ago, the mainstream media wanted Al Gore. They were calling Al Gore President-elect Gore. The Bush campaign challenged the votes, the recounts, the hanging chads. You remember all of that. And it finally went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, not based on feelings, not based on emotion, but based on constitutional law, found that George W. Bush, in fact, won that election because of the irregularities. Here's where we're at today. We're at, well, what, day seven? And we haven't given this president, its campaign, the opportunity to challenge this when everybody knows there are irregularities. Now, the people that don't want to admit that are the people that have Trump derangement syndrome. All they do is talk about Trump. My God, if Trump wasn't president, they wouldn't be succeeding in talk radio. They wouldn't be succeeding in cable news because their show would suck. Because there's nothing else to talk about. So a lot of people that are on cable news networks that are doing blogs and podcasts and talk radio, they should thank their lucky stars that Donald Trump was elected or they wouldn't even be known. It's just real simple. It's just real simple. And when you have like a whistleblower in Nevada signing a sworn affidavit that workers were instructed to process illegitimate ballots, we've got a problem. This deserves to be looked at. It doesn't matter if there's 10 cases or 110,000 cases. The reality is we know that some of this voting software that processes Dominion screwed up in Michigan. It screwed up in other counties. We have to look at this. We have to decipher if dead people voted. Because guess what? Dead people did vote. We have proof. Dead people voted. We need to make sure that illegal aliens didn't vote. Non-residents didn't vote. These are things that don't take 2 days. They don't take 5 days. This president needs to be afforded the 37 days that Al Gore got afforded. So here's where I'm going to ask you, and before we go back to our busy calls, here's what I'd like to ask you. Because here's what Trump is planning. Team Trump is planning to campaign or at least go to rallies and contest the election results. So he's planning, as of effective immediately, he's going to go to the states where there are irregularities, alleged fraud, those types of things, and he's going to hold presidential campaign type rallies to boost the attention of his legal challenges of this election, which he should. Let's not forget, friends, he's still the president of the United States until January 20th. Real simple. He should be doing this. Now, I am getting some reports, and this is pretty accurate. Trump's not a dumb man. Trump is going to fight to make sure that things are in order so that we have free elections, fair and free elections going forward. Because if this is not addressed now, the Democratic Party, the leftist loonies that want to have complete power of this country, will never allow a Republican to win ever again if we don't look at this. But there's some reports that Trump's planning to run in 2024, if in fact he can't prove or the courts don't find in his favor, he plans to run in 2024. He is not going to allow this to happen. And in fact, what I'm hearing is that not only is he going to run again in 2024, over these next 4 years, he will literally not stop. His media platform, his followers are so large that he will hold Joe Biden accountable. He will hold this administration accountable if, in fact, that's who becomes the president. He will hold Congress accountable. He will do what John Kerry was doing, going out and making sure that our allies are truly our allies. He has the right to do this as a private citizen. Nevertheless, he's also a former president if that happens. Now, I don't think that's going to be necessary because there are some very strong legal arguments that are in his favor. But again, it's up to the courts. It's not up to the media. It's up to the courts. So let me ask you this, friends. Would you be in favor of Donald Trump running again in 2024 if, in fact, he can't get through the murky, muddy, corrupt swamp that has tried to steal this election? And I don't care what anybody tells me. 76 million people around this country know damn well that this election has been stolen because it's been done with illegal mail-in ballots. When you can't verify signatures and you can't verify identifications and you are accepting mail-in votes or ballots that have no postmark, that is recipe for fraud. And I don't care what anybody says. So if you are that much of a damn cheater, that the only way you can win an election is by fraud, and it makes you feel happy because you want Trump out so bad, because you're so sick and twisted, because you have such psychological issues, because you have Trump derangement syndrome, that you have hatred for one man so much that it basically supersedes any logic, and you have a hatred for Trump more than you have a love for country, you will get everything that you deserve. The consequences will come from that type of behavior. I kid you not. That's my question. I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. Let's jump over to Jay. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jay.
I was actually surprised this weekend when I had people that, like my brother, who is a big Bernie Sanders supporter. He didn't vote for Biden. He didn't vote for anybody. He was just mad. When people like him that don't like Trump was coming up to me and saying that, yeah, the election, I don't like Trump, but yeah, it's something funny going on here. I had countless people that, even people that was voting for Biden that I know, that said, yeah, we didn't like Trump. We wanted Biden to win, but this doesn't look right. We feel as though it's something fishy going on that was stolen. When you have, you can't fool people. And fair-minded people looking at it like, even though the media is trying to gaslight, like, move on, there's nothing to see here. The reason they get nervous because they know the more pressure and the more pressure that is being put on, the more people start to dig into this, they're going to see that this is a total fraud. When you got people that don't even like Trump saying that it was stolen, you got a problem there, man.
So they
can keep on trying to gaslight everybody and trying to say, because the problem is, Steve, is the media. And I'm glad you said that about Trump, but if he's going to do that, if he doesn't win, he's going to need Newsmax. He's going to need, because everybody needs to get to their skull. Fox is over. This is not
Fox,
just is Fox
over.
20 years ago. People need to realize that. Fox is done. It's CNN now. And if you keep on thinking that you're going to get, no, you have to get it through your head. Fox is done. It's not a conservative. They don't care about, they're done. You have to go to news.
They are so done. Let me tell you how done they are, Jay, is that if you go to Facebook right now, Jay, and I appreciate the call, I'm up on break, but thank you. If you go to Facebook right now while we're at break and you go to Fox News and you look at how many followers they have and then refresh it, you will see hundreds and thousands being reduced. Refresh it again, you'll see more. There is a mass exodus of people leaving Fox News. You heard that from me. I told you almost 4 years ago that Fox News was going center to the left. I told you. I used to be a frequent guest on Fox. The morning shows, I used to be on Lou Dobbs on Fox Business considerable amounts of times. And I told you that they blacklisted me because they didn't like my strong Hispanic conservative nature. And sure as hell, here we are 2020, and now you're figuring that out. Newsmax TV, absolutely. We'll talk about that in the next hour. A lot of calls on hold. Stay put. I'm getting to everybody as fast as possible. If you'd like to weigh in on the program, 702-257-5396. If it's busy, keep trying because the phone line will open up eventually. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. FWS Lending, Ed, the old school banker. You know, there's something said about that right now, especially in light of what we're dealing with and what we could be dealing with going into 2021. Interest rates, the markets, we don't know what's going to happen. But what I can tell you, what I do know, what I'm confident in, is Ed, the old school lender, has been working with Las Vegas for over 32 years. That's a long track record. What does he do? He helps you get short-term cash, even some long-term cash, if you're in that pinch. $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 in cash in your pocket in less than 72 hours guaranteed. Bankruptcy, bad credit, no credit, not a factor. All he uses to qualify you is a good full-time job. That's it. How do you know how much you can get? Well, first off, you give him a call at 702-613-2153, and he'll explain to you, create a flexible, easy payback plan that's comfortable for you. And he works with you, well, personally, again, old school lender. That's the way it used to be back in the day. Doesn't turn you off to some national, you know, call center overseas. Guarantees to have the lowest interest rate in Nevada, or he'll meet or beat anything lower you find out there. And again, flexible and easy payback. $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 in cash. You can get that today by calling 702-613-2153. The holidays are coming up. You just got your job back. You're moving forward. You're trying to push through, getting past this whole coronavirus thing, and some additional cash may be what the doctor ordered. Ed, the old school lender, 32 years, working with the good people of Las Vegas, 702-613-2153. Give him a call now. He's standing by, and make sure you tell him that Steve sent you. All right, let's get right back to business here. Tony, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
This is your guitarist guy calling you. I'm just
hey, it's funny. It's funny. You know what? I was listening to some of my Charmed Life during the break. I had it on my Spotify, so it was funny that popped on one of my faves on the list.
Well, like you, I'm sure you're absorbing this attempted coup we're dealing with here.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that I look at is I believe this is not a Republican, a Democrat thing. This is an establishment against the anti-establishment, because we know the Republicans and the Democrats, they just keep going back to their political donors, and they're going to always be sellouts forever. So the problem that people need to realize is we don't have a reliable election. You'll never get an actual people-based candidate through again. So it's not about Republican-Democrat squabbling. They're making it so obvious. They're not hiding it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a message to us.
What blows my mind. That's what blows my mind. It's right in front of our very eyes. It's not behind our backs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it seems just so organized, and the statistical improbabilities are just not adding up. There's just too many. I mean, we're not going to go through them here because there are literally so many of them that I keep hearing every day from multiple people that it just don't make sense, my friend. Like
no,
you said,
I'm with you.
I mean, you keep speaking truth to these people. I mean, this is unreal to me. I'm watching. I mean, did you see there was no excitement for Biden? Nothing. Couldn't drop
fleas. He'd get seven
and
people.
You want
there.
Me to believe that Donald Trump is pulling 40,000 people in his rallies, and this guy can't draw fleas, and yet that's what people went for? I don't believe it. I would never believe that. Even if all the stats weren't on my side, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, I'm telling you, Tony.
What are we going to do
here? 76 million people are with us.
What are we going to have, a republic? What are we going to do?
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. 76 million people, my friend, believe just like we do. 76 million, Tony. Understand and get it. It's right in front of our very eyes. My friend, always a pleasure. I got to bounce him up on top of the hour. Let's hang out soon. I know you're busy and my schedule's busy, but we can make it happen. But Tony said it right. Establishment versus anti-establishment. That's what it boils down to right now in America, and you're going to have to decide what side you're on. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. Calls on hold, stay put. We're going to go to top of the hour news. On the other side, it's right back to the calls we go. Don't go away.